Scotland's number one podcast, Purple Comedy.
Isn't it Scotland's only podcast?
Hello and welcome to Purple Comedy. This is John Burns and...
I'm Austin Lowe, Urban Joker.
Bringing you chat, sketches and stand-up from the Scottish comedy scene.
And of course, high-quality conversation.
Oh, very high
quality. From me and the amazing John Burns.
I don't know about that. Don't feel very amazing right now, I'm afraid.
No, you've had a bit of another hectic week. I think people are going to start thinking that these events that happened to you, because they have been quite crazy recently,
they have been quite crazy,
are not real because there's so many. Now tell the listeners what happened to you this week.
Well, this is all part of my theory that God has decided that since I'm a stand-up, he's going to send me material. The only problem is, I think if he keeps doing it much longer, I don't think I'm going to survive the event. I managed to crash into someone's car yesterday, in fact. It's quite exciting because I was driving on the A9.
Oh, the A9!
A9, you'll know. Our Chinese listeners will know the A9 very well.
That's one for all you route map fans out there.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I was dazzled, you see. And this bloke had stopped, and I went right in the back of him and wrote off my car. That was very exciting.
Oh, no.
This bloke, he gets out of his car, right, and he says to me, "I live in Wigan. Do you know how far away I've got to go?" And I thought, well, to be fair, it's as if it's like everything in his life has become my fault. Living in Wigan is a pretty unfortunate thing.
Wigan, for our international listeners, is very far away from Inverness.
Not far enough, in my opinion, but it is a fair way. To be fair, I want to say to this guy, you know, you moved to Wigan before we actually had the accident, so I can't be blamed for that. And then he says, "And that there," and he points to his car, "that there, that's my wife sitting there." And I thought, okay, you live in Wigan and you married an ugly woman. That's not my fault, you know? That has nothing to do with me running into you.
I thought you meant he pointed to the car. "And that's my wife."
Oh, that's right, you married. It's like I did it deliberately, you know? It's like I thought, I know. What will brighten up my day? I'll just see what my car looks like embedded in the side of his car. It's a bloody accident, for Christ's sake, you know? Yeah. So there we are. That's my exciting event of the week.
Just a quick question. Did the airbag deploy in your car?
No. There was nobody else there in the car. Unfortunately, the airbag didn't deploy, you know? That was a bit disappointing.
Car accidents don't look like very much fun, except for the bit where the big pillow comes out and you lie your head on it.
No, that looks nice. The other week, right, about 3 weeks ago, driving down the A9, again, the A9, ladies and gentlemen, look it up, the A9.
He's addicted.
The road of death.
He's curb crawling on the A9.
And I was held up for an hour and a half. When I came back onto the A9, right, there was one of these camper vans and a wheel had come off and it had slewed over to the side slightly, blocking the carriageway. I felt disappointed, to be honest. I felt, well, cheated, really, because, frankly, if I've been delayed for an hour and a half, when I get back on the carriageway, I want to see mayhem. I want to see body parts.
Babies on fire.
Exactly.
Helicopters.
Helicopter. People screaming.
News
reports. That's an hour and a half delay. A bloody camper losing a wheel. That's 5 fucking minutes.
But at least the bonus of having a camper van is that if you have a car and it breaks down, you can't drive anywhere. But if you've got a camper van and it breaks down, you've still got a house.
You're at home already.
Yeah.
It's one of the advantages. I never thought of that.
Oh, man. I can't believe all the stuff that's been happening to the last few weeks. I'm worried that we're going to have to send you on a bit of a purple comedy therapy weekend to cure yourself.
Therapy, oh God, yeah. Probably, yeah, it's always good to talk, isn't it? We always find that, don't we, on our show?
And that's what we find that the next people are doing in our sketch, in fact.
It's our Hello Sun sketch. Do enjoy. Okay, Steve. Tell me why you've come to see me.
Well, for the past few weeks, I've had the feeling that everyone is, well, out to get me.
Everyone?
Yes, it's ever since...
Ever since what?
This bloke turns up, claims to be my dad.
It's your father.
No, he's not my dad.
Not your father?
No, it's just some old bloke.
And what does he want?
He wants to be my dad, to, like, talk about old times.
So, he wants to rebuild a relationship.
No, there never was a relationship.
I see.
Because he's not my dad.
There's someone I'd like you to meet.
Meet?
Yes. Someone you should talk to.
But, to who?
Your father.
My father is here.
Yes. He's outside. Oh.
Hello, son.
Oh, fuck.
Colin, please, can't we talk?
Look, that is not my dad.
Colin, give him a chance.
No, my name is Steve.
Son, come on, I'll buy you a lager top.
I don't drink lager tops.
Son, please.
You're not my dad.
So you see the problem, Doctor. Oh, yes. I'm terribly sorry. It must be dreadful for you.
For him? He's not my dad. He's not.
You're listening to Purple Comedy.
That was Hello, Son. That crazy old guy just won't leave him alone.
No. What would it be like to be pestered by a crazy old guy? Eh? Can you imagine what that must be like, Austin?
Not a clue.
Not a clue. No.
Help me.
I think accidents don't only happen to me, though, you know.
Really?
Oh, God, no, they happen to other people. This is another piece of stand-up sent to me by God. I was at home the other night, right? And this is without a word of a lie, true. There was a knock on the door. I opened the door, and there's a bloke standing there in his wife fronts.
That's underwear. For that's international underwear. People who don't have Y-fronts. If don't, I recommend you Google it.
Don't Google Y-fronts. Listen to me. Don't Google Y-fronts, for God's sake. He's standing there. Does Susie live here? Now, I was thinking, what succession of accidents had to lead to the fact that he was in his Y-fronts? -4 out, like. You know,
-4?
I was freezing. Oh, no. In his Y-fronts. He was blind drunk, of course. But, I mean, let's be simple. I mean, who hasn't found themselves wandering semi-naked through a block of flats, drunk, searching for a woman? These things happen.
Either he came prepared.
Well, either he came prepared or didn't come at all, I don't know. But I wonder if he wandered out the wrong door, pissed, and then couldn't find his way back. Or, alternatively, Susie's a trouser thief. The other possible alternative, right, explanation for this, is, I don't know if you ever had a recurring nightmare where you go to work in your wife fronts and nothing else. Or I think maybe I just was part of his dream.
Ah.
He was having a nightmare, and I'd become part of his dream.
I suppose it is a common thing that people have where they end up naked or in their underwear in front of everybody, in front of all their work colleagues. But do you ever think, like, maybe strippers have nightmares where they come to work fully clothed?
Oh, yeah, imagine that, yeah. Come on, Doris, get him on, whoa, yeah. Show us your vest. Imagine what a nightmare would be if people applauded more when you put your clothes back on.
I think if they're applauding when you're doing that, you're knowing that you shouldn't be doing stripping anymore.
No, I think that's a good point. Is it time to introduce our Glasgow show?
We're doing a live version of Purple Comedy, The Colour of Funny, at the Glasgow International Comedy Festival in Glasgow in March on Friday the 13th. At a venue called the State Bar, and that's with me, Burnsy, and a couple of friends performing some of the best sketches from Purple Comedy, giving you a bit of stand-up, and of course that high-quality conversation that you all love so much.
Do we actually have a couple of friends?
Well, no, it's us with wigs.
Ah, fair.
But I wasn't going to spoil the surprise.
Oh, no, fair. Yeah. Okay.
But we're going to be talking about that a lot between now and March when the show comes on. If you're in Glasgow, or going to be in Glasgow on Friday the 13th of March, we'd love for you to come along and to see the show. But why don't you just now listen to a preview of one of the sketches we'll be doing at the Glasgow Comedy Festival.
And here it is, the Stereotype Nets.
See, you cunt, I'm going to stab you.
Me?
What for? Because I want that Burberry hat you've got.
Here, take it. I'm not dying for a hat.
Just like that, you're going to give me your hat?
Aye.
Have you nae pride?
I can't be asked. I'm nae getting jibbed for a hat.
All right, give your watch.
Here. I've nicked it anyway.
Fuck, all right. Let's have your iPod.
It plays the songs backwards anyway. Here, take it.
Find your phone?
Nay, credit.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to stab you anyway.
How?
Because it's Thursday, and I always stab someone on a Thursday. It's a new Friday, like.
But it's Wednesday.
Is that right?
Aye. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, forgive me, big man.
So, you're nae going to stab me?
No, look at the schedule. Thursday's stabbing, Wednesday's get blootered, on buckfast, spew on the floor, and mainline heroin into the neighbour's cat.
Healthy.
Anyway, I'm a lad to rabble off you. Sorry about that, Paul.
And cut. That's a wrap. Oh, George, you were wonderful. As ever, dear boy.
Not as good as you were, Robert. Totally convincing accent, I must say.
Oh, you're too kind. Spot of lunch?
Oh yes, table at Renato's as usual.
Satirizing Glaswegian Ned culture always gives me an appetite.
Oh, me too, dear boy. Sometimes wonder what we'd do if we didn't have a huge ill-educated underclass to use as an endless source of humor.
Oh, I know. Thank God for the shell-suited reprobates.
I just had the strangest thought.
Oh?
I was just thinking, do you think it's possible that by propagating the stereotype that working-class Glaswegians are lazy, violent alcoholics, we might actually be perpetuating their social and economic oppression?
No. The thought never crossed my mind, dear boy. I've written this hilarious sketch about a heroin-addicted single mom. Come along, let's discuss it over a light lunch and a bottle of Beaujolais.
You're listening to Burns and Lowe on Purple Comedy.
Oh, things just puerile drivel. I suppose you'll just cut me off.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh, I'm so excited about Glasgow. It's going to be a great show. It'll be amazing to actually see the audience as well.
For those of you who might be a bit worried at home, we actually can't see you slumped next to your computer in your wire fronts. We can't see that.
To be wearing wire fronts. Maybe that person that came to your door was a fan. Maybe that's
right.
What it was, and he'd gotten lost.
He was pretty lost, I must admit. Well, that was a big accident, but not all accidents are bad, are they?
There have been some positive accidents in the world. I went up and actually did a little bit of research on the internet.
Oh my God.
And do you know, right, I bet you didn't know this, that the microwave was invented when a dude called Percy Spencer in the 1950s was testing an invention called the magnetron. And he noticed that when he had the magnetron turned on, and one day he had a chocolate bar in his pocket, that the chocolate bar melted. And so he used this technology to make the microwave. But it was a total accident.
Amazing, amazing. And 10 years later than that, apparently, he discovered food didn't actually have to be in a jacket to be melted.
You could just be the...
After cooking clothes for 10 years, he realised that it wasn't the jacket that was doing it. Amazing.
Isn't that where the term jacket potato comes from?
Oh.
Well, of course, there's another invention. What was the next invention we discovered?
You googled that fireworks originated in China. I can do posh voices as well, you know.
Yeah, it's like originated Wikipedia Live.
Wikipedia Live, yeah. Anyway, fireworks, I'll get this out if it kills me, originated in China some 2,000 years ago, and legend has it that they were accidentally invented by a cook who mixed together charcoal, sulphur and saltpeter, which apparently were commonly found in kitchens in those days,
right.
And the mixture burnt when compressed in a bamboo tube, exploded. What kind of a cook accidentally creates an explosive?
What was he making?
Exactly.
The thing, what do you make that you put sulphur and charcoal?
Roger, steak and kidney pie. It's not a very good steak and kidney pie. And then he discovered, right, he's trying to cook something, so he discovers that if he compresses it in bamboo tube, it explodes.
Wow.
What the hell would he make? And rather puts a tandoori curry in into the shade, really, isn't it, you know?
That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
But there's been some historic accidents, haven't there?
Oh yes, there have indeed been some historic accidents. Some that aren't so funny, or weren't funny at the time, but with a bit of hindsight, now they're hilarious. So that leads us into our next sketch, which is...
Great Moments in History!
Alright, Captain Smith, we've just finished that Titanic job for you.
Excellent, yes.
Thought you might like to know, we've got a special offer on lifeboats today. 2 for the price of 1.
Don't be an idiot, man. The Titanic is unsinkable. They are merely for show. In fact, the lifeboats on the port side are only painted on.
Fair enough, Gov. We've also got 20% off iceberg-resistant hulls. If that tickles your fancy.
Outrageous. I won't pay for that tosh. Icebergs, really? Do you know the odds of hitting an iceberg? They're over 380 million to 1.
2 weeks later.
Captain, come quickly. We've just hit...
A large bowl of pudding?
No, sir.
A giant ball of cotton wool?
No, sir.
It's an iceberg, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You better hurry to your lifeboat. It's just over there on the port side.
Oh, bollocks.
Great moments in history!
Oh, well, Captain Smith certainly wasn't feeling king of the world after that.
No, I'm sure he wasn't. Talking about the world, have you noticed that we're very popular in Montreal?
Yes, extremely, very shockingly popular in Montreal. Tell them what you saw on the stats page this week.
What I saw was somebody in Montreal, right, downloaded us over 500 times. We can't understand why anybody... I mean, I know it's a nice show and stuff, and we hope you enjoy it, but even we don't listen to it 500 times. We have a few theories, right? Maybe that someone is so astounded by the show, they've passed out and fallen out and nutted the... nutted the mouse, and it's just downloading it constantly. We've got another theory.
Yeah, that there's a prisoner of war camp there, and that they're using our dulcet tones as torture.
Or, the other alternative we can think of, right, is that it might be a dope fiend. Whose memory is so short that he can't remember that he listened to it and listens to it again. Oh, there's Purple Comedy. Oh, there's Purple Comedy. I listened to that. Maybe that's what's happening. But we would really appreciate it. This is basically about... Well, it's basically, who the fuck are you in Montreal listening to us right now?
Who the fuck are you?
We demand
you get in touch with us. Now, this is, in fact, going to be our new campaign for the whole year of 2009. It's the Who the Fuck Are You campaign. Over the last year, we've had thousands and thousands of listeners listening to Purple Comedy, but only a handful have ever gotten in touch. We want to know more about you guys, you people out there. So the question we have for you is basically, who the fuck are you?
That's right. Only a handful of people have bothered to send death threats. So, you know, we're
when people do get in touch, it's usually a complaint.
Yeah, we don't care. We're not choosing.
We're nice death to hear threat. From you.
If someone sends you a death threat, at least they care.
They've got to have a lot of passion to want to stab you in the face.
And that's fair enough, isn't it?
Cut out our tongues, put them on spikes. And sign underneath saying, podcasters, ye be warned.
I am surprised, to be quite honest, that no one has actually cut out your tongue and put it on a spike. Especially when we consider the kind of stand-up that you're prone to deliver.
That is true. But if you do want to send us a death threat, don't forget the email address is purplecomedy@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah, just had a death threat. We'll know what you're talking about.
But yeah, I know my stand-up has gotten me into hot water a few times. You listen back to some old episodes of this, you'll hear why.
Pickled and braised, I would have thought, anyway. So before we hear... Well, where's this piece of stand-up we're going to hear from? Is it State Bar?
Yes, it's from the State Bar in Glasgow.
All the State Bar. Well, we're, of course, going to be producing...
Purple Comedy, The Live. Colour of Funny. No, last time it was called Live. This time it's called The Colour of Funny.
Oh, shit, I just can't keep up. Well, we're going to be producing...
Purple Comedy, The Colour of Funny.
What does that mean? I hope you've enjoyed this little slice of Purple Comedy.
Yes, and you will get in touch with us, purplecomedy@hotmail.co.uk, or leave a comment, or go to our MySpace, myspace.com/purplecomedy, I'd imagine.
Phone us up, or write something in the sky, or put a message in a bottle. We don't care, as long as something gets it. Well, I've been John Burns, and you'll hear more of the Austin Loeb.
That's been me.
That's been us. And now, this is him. Hope you've enjoyed it.
And we'll see you next time.
We used to play this game when we were in school. And what I wonder is, maybe you guys probably played it as well. It's called Danger Wank.
Yeah!
It's probably colloquialism, probably up your own name, but I'll describe it, then you'll get it, right? So basically, it was dead simple. What you used to do, right? What you used to do is you sat in your room like this and you had a little wank, right? Now you didn't come straight away, you waited like 30 seconds, maybe a minute before you come, right? Then you call on your mom, you go, Mom, come in here, I've been sitting on the plate, right? She comes in, shoot your load right at her, right? That was 10 points on his legs, 20 points on his legs, 50 for the face, 50 for the eye, if you're that human. That was fucking gay. Actually, it's fuck, man, it's a brilliant sniper. Shitting their pants. Yeah, so I watched the news the other day because I wondered if maybe I would see him in some of the war coverage, and I've learned something really interesting. It was like war in Iraq, special forces in battle, right? And I was like, I had no idea they let disabled people in the army now. That's brilliant. No wonder they haven't found Bin Laden, right? Because there's not going to be too many caves that are wheelchair accessible. What school? You can laugh at that. We're in a basement again. But yeah, so I looked this up on the internet, see if maybe anyone else ever played Danger Mike, right? And if you don't believe me about this, you go home, type Danger Mike in your search engine. Fucking dare you. And I looked it up, and it turns out that in Germany, it's a sport, right? And every year they have this thing in Berlin called the Danger Mike Derby. Or, well, they call it the Danger Banken Derby. Derby the same in both languages. But it's quite interesting, right, because the guy who's won it the last 3 years in a row is this German guy called Hans Schandy. Maybe not as good as that. But it's funny that you can go on and look at his website, right, if you can read German, you can read his little blog. And he wrote a story last week about the first time he played the game when he was 7 years old, right, and I'll tell the story, it went a little bit like this, and obviously I'll tell you in German because it makes it way fucking better. So it goes like this, he's sitting in meiner Rumen. Ja. He's shaking hands with my Gouverneur de Lowe. Segundo before I had a Kuma. He called it on my Bote. Bote, Bote, Gouverneur, my Bote. Ja, wo wolltest du Hans? Ich hab's dir fragen, Vaters. Oh, Bote, oh, come on. Schnell, schnell. Ja, oh, Bote, oh, Bote, Bote. Ja, ich soll einen 100 Bote. And it's quite interesting. On one half of the room it was the normal audience, and the other half it was other comedians. Not watching me, watching my mom watch me. This is going to be brilliant. She's going to have a heart. Yes. But the thing is, like, my mom's not actually that bright, so it kind of went right over her head. 0 points. Don't get the wrong idea. This is dead easy going, man. She took it on the chin. 50 points. Right. Anyway, you guys have been an absolutely wonderful audience. I've been awesome. Enjoy the rest of the night in the stands.
Purple Comedy. Proof that anyone can podcast.
Isn't that where the jacket comes from? You thought of it.
I did, yeah, but it went, I'm sheen gone. Right. I'm a genius, but only in very short seconds.
I see.